Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
A two-alarm fire is burning in two buildings near Alamo Square in San Francisco. This is near Laguna and Fell Streets, where one person so far has been displaced. Captain Jonathan Baxter with the San Francisco Fire Department says so far there are no reported injuries, and fire crews are making progress on containing the fire.
As of right now, I'm being told that firefighters have a hold on the flow path of the fire. That means that the fire is potentially not going to be able to spread any further. So our hopes are we'll keep them contained to these two structures, and our hopes are also that we'll keep it solid, have no injuries, and only one displaced.
Captain Baxter says Alamo Square is a high traffic area, but police and parking officials are rerouting traffic to allow fire crews to fully access that fire. It's still unclear what caused the blaze. Fire crews in San Mateo County also battling a fire. The school fire started within the past half hour and has burned up to 5 acres so far. It is burning in the San Gregorio area. Fire officials tell KCBS that two structures may be threatened. CAL FIRE has called in aircraft to help fight that blaze. Keep it tuned to KCBS as we continue to follow both these fires. San Francisco starts every Fleet Week by holding a full-scale drill simulating a catastrophic earthquake. As KCBS's David Welch reports, this year's exercise is happening without one key partner.
A government shutdown means the usually large contingent of federal agents has gotten scaled back. But Doris Padilla with San Francisco's Department of Emergency Management says there's still plenty of local and state officials here to make this drill worthwhile.
This is just a great time to get everyone together and walk through the what ifs.
This annual drill, a Fleet Week tradition, focuses on communication, or as Padilla puts it, making sure everyone's using the same channels.
And then we build redundancies. We add layers, for example, this year on top of, AT&T and Verizon. We have Starlink here as well.
Padilla says despite the government shutdown, there's still enough federal involvement here to hold a full-scale drill. And she says although they do this every year, there's always fine-tuning.
The beauty of these exercises is that this is a safe place to find those gaps and those glitches.
In San Francisco, David Welch, KCBS.
As DoorDash begins to roll out its Dot delivery robot, the work to design, build, and test the technology is all happening right here in the Bay Area. KCBS's Mike DeWald reports from Fremont, where the manufacturing of the technology is well underway.
Equipped with LiDAR, radar, 360-degree cameras, and a big set of eyes, the electric Dot robot is designed to make deliveries quickly around any neighborhood.
The really unique profile about something like this is that we can pull up directly to a merchant, whereas maybe a car profile wouldn't be able to.
Harrison Shi is with DoorDash Labs. He says Dot operates much in the same way we would ride an e-bike.
using primarily bike lanes, but also streets or sidewalks when necessary.
They can understand all of the dynamic actors around it too, and it'll make predictions like, is this person going to cross the road in front of me? And it'll change its speed profile.
While it took 7 years to design, a Dot robot can be built here at Sonic Manufacturing in Fremont in about a week.
From designing the line to rolling out our first robot only took a matter of weeks.
It's coming in the midst of a manufacturing boom in Fremont. Mayor Raj Sawant.
They may come up with the idea in Palo Alto or Mountain View, but when they want to scale it, this is the city to do it in.
The Dot delivery robot is currently only available in Phoenix. In Fremont, Mike DeWald, KCBS.
Scientific research that has led to everything from cell phones to quantum computers is being recognized today by the Nobel Prize Committee. As KCBS's Matt Bigler reports from UC Berkeley, three professors from the UC system are being honored for their work in quantum mechanics.
The 2025 Nobel Prize in Physics to John Clark, University of California at Berkeley, USA.
Clark is a physics professor emeritus here at Cal. His reaction to getting the early morning wake-up call from Sweden?
Well, first of all, my feelings are that I'm completely stunned, of course. It had never occurred to me in any way that this might be the basis of a Nobel Prize.
Professor Clark is being honored along with two other physicists, Michel Duvoret and John Martinez, who were at UC Santa Barbara when the trio did pioneering work in quantum mechanical tunneling. Their research to explain the microscopic quantum realm has paved the way for technologies that we take for granted today, everything from cell phones to cameras. The three Nobel Prize winners will split an award of $1.2 million. At UC Berkeley, Matt Bigler, KCBS.
Some airports across the country are facing a tighter staffing crunch in the control tower amid the ongoing government shutdown. KCBS's Mike DeWald reports from San Francisco International. It's adding a little stress and uncertainty for some air travelers.
Air traffic controllers won't get paid for their work until the government shutdown ends. Until then, Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says more workers are calling out sick.
I don't want them driving Uber. I don't want them finding a second job to pay the bills. I want them to get paid for the work they're doing today.
In a statement to KCBS, the FAA says that when airports face a significant staffing shortage, it will limit traffic in and out to ensure safe operations. That means delays, like at Burbank Monday night, where there were no air traffic controllers for 6 hours. Operations moved to San Diego. Some travelers here, like DeAndre, say that up until this week, they didn't consider the number of air traffic controllers in their travel planning.
Not at all.
Beth says she knew there could be problems and factored it into all the other things to consider when traveling.
Documentation and the line through TSA, because I don't have any special, like, I don't do clear or anything like that. So I'm thinking about time management mostly.
At SFO, Mike DeWald, KCBS.
A Bay Area celebrity chef, Guy Fieri, is warning other companies after $1 million worth of his tequila was stolen on its way to a Pennsylvania warehouse. As KCBS reporter Holly Kwan tells us, it looks to be the work of international thieves who do all their work online.
The heist happened last November when two semi-trucks with 24,000 bottles of Santo Tequila, the company founded by Fieri and rocker Sammy Hagar, disappeared between Texas and Pennsylvania. He tells 60 Minutes.
Well, when the president of your company calls you and says, we have a problem, you're not going to believe this, but we lost two truckloads of Santo Tequila.
Turns out it was an international ring that sets up fake companies that bid on jobs they think might be valuable. An unsuspecting driver picks up the shipment, then the delivery address is changed to a warehouse owned by the bad guys. GPS was spoofed, so Santo officials were assured their delivery was on the way.
It wasn't a truckload of screwdrivers. It wasn't a truckload of baskets. They were coming across the border. Someone knew what it was.
Fieri says he's speaking out about it now because of it can happen to them, all commerce is vulnerable. Holly Kwan, KCBS.
The East Bay Regional Park District is making nature truly accessible for everyone. KCBS's Matt Bigler has more on an event designed to turn the great outdoors into a multi-sensory adventure.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here.
Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Yummy too.
Dozens of families turned out for All Abilities Day at Big Break Regional Shoreline.
All Abilities Day is our biggest event of the year.
Supervising naturalist Wyatt Moore says they set up stations designed to help those with disabilities come in close contact with nature.
Every station has things for that are tactile, that are auditory, that are visual. Anything that can support someone's learning style and learning ability.
East Bay Parks is also expanding the network of wheelchair-accessible trails as part of its 100-year plan.
This is something we're really passionate about, to just, again, bring more people in to our spaces, have them know that these parks are here, they've been here, they'll continue to be here, and we want you to enjoy them.
You want to go first?
In Oakley, Matt Bigler, KCBS.
The Super Bowl and the World Cup are expected to bring more than 500,000 visitors to the region in 2026. KCBS's Shannon Golden reports with this influx of people, Bay Area agencies and organizations are hyper aware of the heightened potential for human trafficking.
Ahead of the 2016 Super Bowl, the South Bay Coalition to End Human Trafficking assembled a region-wide work group of fellow nonprofits, and it's bringing it back for 2026.
So we want to make sure that we have a really consistent approach that looks at how we're messaging, how we are raising awareness about trafficking, that we're not sensationalizing the issue, because the reality is that human trafficking really happens every day.
Director Sharon DeNoa says there's no research to back up whether events like these actually cause a direct influx of trafficking of any kind. But where there's economic activity, she says, there's exploitation.
So one of our big initiatives is really trying to build capacity across agencies so that bus operators, rail, front desk staff, your housekeeping, your security, they all know how to identify. And then the second piece of that is having protocols and policies in place so that individuals know how to report and get the kind of response that's needed.
In San Jose, Shannon Golden, KCBS.
Brews with Views is back on San Francisco Bay Ferries. KCBS's Megan Goldsby reports a partnership with local breweries that grew out of the goal of getting people back on board after the pandemic has really taken off.
For the third year, two local breweries have partnered with SF Bay Ferry to create special drinks for the onboard concessions.
Hull Yeah is an IPA from Humble Sea. They just do great classics. It's really like fruity and fun. And they have really cool special ferry-themed labels.
Lexi Matsui with San Francisco Bay Ferry says they also have a guava cider from the Far West Cider Company in Richmond, because the idea is choosing producers that have spots next to the terminals. The other idea, celebrating how fun a ferry commute or weekend trip can be.
Our recreational ridership is well over 100%. So we grew 17% over even the last year. So we are no longer in recovery mode. We're in growth mode, and we're adding more boats and getting bigger and better.
The exclusive drinks are on board starting now and until supplies last. On the SF Bay Ferry, Megan Goldsby, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts, and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying play KCBS Radio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.